Usual Thoughts Podcast.
Yeah. Woo! Guess who's back, man? I really don't even know where to start, man. I guess I just gotta start by saying I'm back. I'm back, the Unusual Thoughts Podcast is back, and I am grateful to be back. I want to thank God, first and foremost, for bringing me to this point, to be back here with you guys recording, back making more content, back uploading weekly. I am appreciative. But I've been gone for so long, man. It's like, I can't even say a few months, man. I've been gone for, we're not even going to get into all that right now, man. But just know, man, I'm happy to be back, man. I'm looking forward to the relaunch of my brand, my podcast. First and foremost, like I told you, I had to thank God. I got that out the way. Shout out to my brother Nigel, Nitro on the beat, man. My guy went in on the beat for me. I told him that I wanted to redo my beat to give it a more upbeat feel to come in with, man. So he redid my beat. So shout out to him. Shout out to Coco the Mua. You can follow her at underscore HHA. HHHAILEE. HH Haley on Twitter. Man, shout out to her for redoing my brand, my logo. Man, I love the logo. Shout out to you, man. I appreciate you, Queen. But I'm not going to spend too much time, man. I'm going to get right back into it, man, because I missed you guys. I'm jumping right back into all the unusual thoughts, man. So I'm about to hit y'all with the unusual thought of the week, and I'll be right back at you. Black Lives Matter. At this point, I don't want or care to hear much else. We watched a man get murdered in broad daylight with no regard for his life. Man, you know what? Man, this is going to be a short one because the statement is significant enough. It's sufficient enough. Black Lives Matter. I hope y'all enjoyed the unusual thought of the week, man. I just had to start it off with that. But yeah, man, I've been gone for a minute, man. And man, I thank God that I'm back because I miss doing this. I truly do miss recording and doing things, man. I'm looking forward to getting the ball rolling again, man. This break was a lot longer than expected, but I promise y'all, I got a lot of much needed things done. And I'm grateful for that I was able to take a break and do the things that I need to get done as far as the brand and as far as the ownership of everything. I appreciate that I was able to get everything I needed to get done. But I'm going to get right into it, man. I got to let y'all know. I am doing amazing, and I'm not leaving again. And to jump right into our topics of this week, man, I got to start with the obvious, man. I just got to start with the obvious. COVID-19, coronavirus, like Cardi B said. So, yeah, man, I'm going to start with that, man. This is clearly a place that we've never been in, man. Honestly, it's just unimaginable. But I'll say this to start this off, whether you believe it or not, whether you believe this or not, please do yourself a favor and everybody around you, do everybody a favor and take this virus serious. Because it is just that. It is a serious thing. I've personally had people affected by my mom, my aunt, a couple aunties, cousins, friends. I personally had people affected by this virus, man. Thank God I hadn't lost anyone to it. But I've personally had people affected by it, so we need to take this thing serious. There's some information out there, but man, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth, the God honest truth. Even though there's information out there, man, I feel like we know just as much about it now as we did when we first heard about it, to be quite honest with you. But it is serious, and I just tell people this when they ask me about it. I just tell people straight up and down, man, whether I believe in it or not, I'm not willing to take a chance. I have a son to look after, and I got to protect myself and him, so I'm not willing to chance it. So everybody, do your part, man. Wear a mask, wash your hands, whatever you can do to try to prevent this virus from spreading to you, to your family, because we all got family and friends, man. So let's do each other a favor, man, and try to protect ourselves, man. And last but not least, I have to say prayers to anyone that has been affected by this virus and anyone that has lost someone to this virus. Prayers up to you guys. Moving on from that, man, arrest the murderers of Breonna Taylor because she simply deserves it. Rest in peace to George Floyd and all the other people who have lost their lives at the hands of unlawful law enforcement. You all deserve justice, every single one of you. Everything that's been going on, 2020 has just been a piss poor year to say the least. We lost Kobe, we lost Kobe. Then from it feels like from that point on, everything just kind of spiraled out of control, man. So it's this year has caused so much confusion. But you know who here to say today, right? You guessed it, Mr. Kanye West. He is here to save the day. You know why he's going to save the day? Because this man, all of a sudden, is running for the United States presidency. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this, if you don't know this about me. Kanye is probably my second favorite rapper ever behind Jay-Z. I can remember the first time I heard a Kanye song, man. I was in high school. And the song Through the Wire came on. The song Through the Wire came on. Go throw back for y'all real quick. I know a lot of if the young folks here, they probably don't even know what it is, man. But BET used to have a show called In the Basement with Big Tigger. So I can remember getting home one day after school, man, and Through the Wire off his first album, The College Dropout, came on, Through the Wire. And the sample pulled me in, and then I started hearing what he was talking about. Boom, dun, 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 dun. So it was just the beat was crazy, and I love the song. I can remember literally rushing home every day just to watch that video, Through the Wire video. So I've been a Kanye fan since literally the first time I personally heard him rap. And through the years, I've always kept up with him. I'm more of a music fan than anything else. I just like his music, man. I always have, and like I said, he's my second favorite rapper. So clearly, I love his music. But unfortunately, man, he don't seem like himself anymore. But who am I to say that though? Because I don't know this man personally, so I don't know if this is who he is or not. I you know what I'm saying. I'm from the outside looking in as a fan, from the music side of it. That's all I really know about the man is his music. Because me personally, I don't get into stars and athletes and famous people's personal business. I don't care to know about your personal business because it's none of my business. All I really care about is your product that you are presenting to us. I don't get into nothing else unless it needs to be getting into. But other than that, I don't really get into people's personal lives. So I don't know if this is him or not. But all I can say, man, is I'm praying for you, Ye. And whatever it is that you're going through or the position that you're actually trying to get into in your life. I don't know what the cause of all this is because it always comes out around album time, when he's trying to sell something, when something is going on, like when this podcast drops, this drops July 24th. That's the day that I'm back. So I always remember July 24th, he has an album, some shoes, and I think he has a movie coming out. So all these episodes tend to happen when there's something to sell. So that's kind of, when I'm not downplaying his mental health or anything like that, I'm not downplaying it, but it's just funny and odd to me. This is just me. So, like I said, man, I hope whatever you're seeking in your life, I truly do. I hope whatever you're seeking, if you find it and it brings you peace. And I know y'all notice I'm not even going to entertain his so-called presidential campaign because it's not a real thing. So I'm not even going to entertain it. It is literally the stupidest thing in the world. It's not a real thing. So for me, I'm just not going to justify it. I'm just going to overlook it like it never happened because it's once again, man, a piece of me just feels like it's a ploy to drive attention to him. And for me, man, he's a master at grabbing everybody's emotions, whether it be black, whether it be white, whomever it may be, he's the best at grabbing your emotions and taking you on a roller coaster ride. He literally takes people on a roller coaster ride sometimes from week to week, whenever he pretty much, I feel like he do it when he feel like it. Because on a Sunday, he can go out there and do a so-called presidential rally and say Harriet Tubman didn't free slaves, and then 2 days later, he gets everybody up in arms about that, and everybody tweeting about him, and he's trending and everything about that, and then 2 days later, he goes on a Twitter rant, which he's still on. He's been on a Twitter rant for like 3 days now at this point. Tuesday, Wednesday, they're like 3 days at this point. He goes on a Twitter rant, and pretty much nobody's talking about what he said on Sunday. He talks about, in the Twitter rants, talks about wanting to get a divorce and how people want to lock him up and things like that. He's just a master of grabbing your emotions and just literally taking you on a roller coaster ride. And I don't want to get on that roller coaster ride. So me personally, I don't entertain it. I don't acknowledge it. I just kind of look at it. Sometimes I may laugh. Sometimes I might stop instantly and pray for the man. But I just choose not to entertain it. And the faster we as a people, whomever is consuming his foolishness, as soon as we stop entertaining it, the faster it goes away. Just that simple. Because I can imagine 2 weeks from now, after the album is out, after the shoes are sold, we probably won't hear from Kanye. So, but good brother, if you are having mental issues, please seek the counsel that you need. Please seek it. Because we're praying for you, man. We want to see you healthy. We want to see you happy. We want to see you striving and being the great Kanye that you are. That's it for me out there, man. But I have to stay in music. Prayers to Meg Thee Stallion with your... Nope, take it back. Pull it back. Don't even say that. Just prayers to Meg Thee Stallion. prayers to Meg Thee Stallion. What's going on with them, and we don't know all the details, but it's not a laughing matter at all. It's just not a laughing matter, man. A woman is supposed to feel safe, supposed to feel secure around you. They should never feel like they're in danger, and definitely shouldn't be in any danger when they're around a man. And like I said, I don't know their situation, and I'm not going to speculate on their situation. None of my business. Like I told y'all earlier, I don't get into these people's personal business, who they're dating, who they're screwing. I could care less about any of it. But Mr. Tory Lanez, I don't know the whole story, but if you actually pull a gun on a woman, you are a complete sucker. Just, you're the epitome of a sucker. No way around it. No excuses. I don't care what she did, what she said, what happened. I could give two shits. I could care less. I'm just me being 100% honest. There's nothing of speak for yourself personally, Boogie. So speak for me. There is nothing a woman can do to ever make me want to raise my hand to her. Nothing. This is just nothing that a woman can do to make me want to raise my hand to her. So to actually pull a gun on a woman, it's crazy. This short bastard allegedly pulled a gun on this woman and shot her. Man, take your corny, short, bald-headed ass back to Canada. I really want to roast your monkey ass, but I'm going to wait until the rest of the details come out before I go that route and just roast you, because you really deserve it. Nigga, you got out of a chair with the same height. I really want to get on your ass, you short midget. But, boy, man. But, like I said, man, Meg Thee Stallion, take care of yourself. I hope you get away from this situation. And do yourself a favor and surround yourself and talk to niggas that's tall. Because short niggas obviously can't handle you, so. But whatever, man, I'm not going to go down that road, man. But like I said, I'm not going to speculate on that situation. I just don't feel the need to be honest with you. Like, I just want to send a shout out to Meg. Hope she's getting herself taken care of and that everything is all right with that entire situation. Speaking of sucker actions, boy, y'all been some suckers this week. I ain't lying to you. So, in other sucker news, Mr. August Alsina. You talk about a sucker move. Boy, if you ain't never seen a sucker move, that nigga is a... Okay, August Alsina a few weeks ago came out talking about Jada Pinkett Smith, talking about how he had a full-fledged relationship with this woman, and he could die. He could die today knowing that he truly gave his all to someone. Nigga, shut up. Shut up. What are we talking about here? Like, I can remember, like, I work, right? So I go to work every day. I work a lot. And at work, right before his album dropped, I was on YouTube and something popped up in the suggestions that he had like a little documentary series. So I click on it. And to my surprise, man, I end up watching all six episodes. And it was really entertaining. I'm like, damn, bro, August, bro, what you been through and everything. I'm like, bro, I might actually have to check this dude album out, because the documentary kind of shed some light for me, brought me in. I'm like, shit, I thought, okay, I mess with it. Then all of a sudden, while I'm watching it, it goes from one video, I think part four had ended, and then part five came on. Right before part five, I see an interview with Angela Yee. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'll watch that later. But then I just took the mouse and just kind of like hovered over, however you say it. I kind of hovered over the title of it. And all I see is talks about relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith. And I instantly I was like, I'm not going to watch it because I know it's some sucker shit he about to say. This is just where my mind went to it. I don't know why, but instantly this is where my mind went. So fast forward, I go ahead and finish the series. And I didn't watch the Angela Yee interview, but then I go home that night and all I see is excerpts from the interview. Excuse me, I had to drink, get a sip of water. But I see the excerpts from the interview, and of course I see the Jada Pinkett excerpt that came out. And like I said, I was like, sucker shit. And to me, that's just to me. I don't know about nobody else, but that's just to me. So I was like, bro, people would do anything to just try to sell some records. Like, because in my mind, I'm like, okay, I don't know why. I was just like, I'm sure this just didn't happen. So you've been sitting on this for however long, and now that you got an album coming out, you want some attention. Boom, let me talk about how I fucked Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, the man in me, the player, the old player that's in me, I'm an old player. I'm a retired player. Let me say that. So the old player in me went to, bro, hey, bro, that's a notch on your belt. Like, pound up, good shit. But then the new age me, the today me was like, why are you talking about this? Like, why? Like, as a man, I don't care what, plain and, let's put this, let's just be quite frank with you. He met an older woman that he liked, and I understand Jada is a beautiful woman. You fell in love, she didn't, she moved on. Plain and simple. Now, if you sit August down and say, August, have you ever, what Jada did to you, have you ever done it to a woman? I guarantee you he'll say yes. Because it just happens. It ain't that, I don't think that she was necessarily leading them on. It was just like, we fucking, you fell in love, I didn't. That's it. So that's why I call it a sucker move, because it's like, you hurt, which I understand, you could be hurt. I can't tell nobody not to be hurt or nothing like that, but you up here making a big, I don't even know if I want to say a big fuss, but you just making all this noise about it and talking about it because you got your little feelings hurt. But in reality, it's like, bro, bro, it happened. So I'm thinking that he's a sucker. Then to add on to his sucker activities, after Jada and Will go do a red table talk, which I thought was just, it was a production. I don't have much to say about it. It was a production. They said what they need to say, got out what they need to get out, but it was well produced. I'm pretty sure they cut out a ton of stuff, but it was a production. So I don't really have much to say about that. Like I said, the funniest thing for me, and I tweeted about it a few times, man, her talking about entanglements and all that stuff. But back to August, to add on to his sucker activities, after the red table talk, he gets his yellow ass in the studio and make a song called Entanglements. And the writing was horrible. The song is not bad. Now, once again, it's two sides to this to me. It's two sides to me. One side of it is my type of petty. You are a petty, boy, you petty for that. And it was funny when I first heard it. I'm like, yeah, the song not bad. But I was more intrigued by it because it was just funny to me. That is funny. Entanglements. She's entanglement. It's just funny. But once again, the other side of me is like, why? Like, come on, bro. Like, you don't need that. It's just a petty ass way to get a couple spins, a couple clicks. It's low hanging fruit, bro. Like, to say it's low hanging fruit. In August, I've seen I can't help but to say that it was just a sucker move, bro. It all happens. We all have been there. We not fell in love with somebody we shouldn't have fell in love with. Got our little feelings hurt. You take your lumps, beat your chest, boom, you move on, bro. Simple as that. You take your lumps, but you take your lumps in silence. You take your lumps, bro. You fell in love, she didn't. You take your lumps, and you move on, bro. It's just that simple. But that's really all I got on August, man. Well, that's really all I got on sucker activities. So it was just sucker activities from August, sucker activities from Tory Lanez, sucker activities that I just don't associate with. But either or, to brighten up the music side of it, last night, which was Wednesday night, I'm recording this on Thursday, last night, man, I got a chance to witness a absolutely great time on Apple Music with the Snoop Dogg and the DMX versus battle. Man, listen to me. When I tell y'all, I absolutely enjoyed every second of this. I enjoyed every single second of this. It was the hypeness of DMX. Like, just for me, man, like, I'm 34 years old, man. So, like, watching, growing up, my best friend, he loved DMX. So, I can remember when we went to the store and bought DMX's first two albums. And Ryan listened to them. So, all those memories came back. And then with Snoop Dogg, man, he's just been a legend. He's just a legend with a ton of records. Like, you don't even understand, like, the ton of records that he has, man. Like, he's just a tall, smooth, cool dude. Like, I've always gravitated towards Snoop because he's a tall, smooth nigga. I like it. He's smooth, cool, collected, boom. So, watching that battle, man, the songs, I don't think it was a bad song played in that entire versus battle. DMX looked good. He looked good. He, like, whatever he performed, the songs he did, man, the songs he chose, the song choice were great. Snoop, same as well, looked good, performed well. Snoop energy, I want to be on Snoop Dogg level energy every day. He danced every song. He crip walked to every song, no matter how fast or slow the song was. He crip walked to every song. He crip like every single song that came on, which, like I said, man, it was absolutely great to watch because Snoop was so hype. Well, Snoop was hyping his own cool way, and DMX with his music, his up-tempo hype music, it's been, look, DMX made those songs when he was young. He was in shape and he could move around. He don't move the way he used to. So it was funny to see DMX trying to do, get it on the floor, get it. And he's trying to keep up with it. And he's there, but he's not there. He don't move the way he used to. So then you see him towards the end of the 20 records, he's starting to get tired. He asking Swiss Beats to cut the music off because you know what I'm saying? It's hard to perform all those records, man. But once again, like it or not, I truly, truly enjoyed it. Even the freestyle, DMX, okay. DMX got a chill on the freestyle, though. He ain't the freestyle person that he used to be, so we gotta cut him some slack, man. He done been through a lot, so let's cut him some slack. But I think Snoop Dogg, personally, I think Snoop Dogg won that, man, because Snoop Dogg just got some, he got some records, man. Like, and it's funny because I would say about maybe a month ago, maybe a little bit over a month ago, I was bored one day, and I was like, man, my bad, man. I had to punch in real quick, but my bad. But back to what I was saying is that Snoop got so many records that just runs deep. And like I said, like a month or so ago, man, I was just like, I'm gonna listen to the Doggy Style album. And I just went through and listened to it. And that is, like, that album, you can listen to it top to bottom. And, like, I can remember listening to it, and I can remember sending it to my homeboy Parnell, my nigga P, and I sent it to my cousin Fat. I was like, bro, go listen to this album just front to back. Go listen to it. It's amazing, like, the music. And you got to think about it, man, like, that was back then, like, the quality of the music was so good. It's 92, 93 when the album came out, man, but Doggy Style Project is just – pretty much flawless top to bottom. Like I was listening to it and halfway through it, I was just like, I just sent it to them in a group because they're like me, P, and Fat. We got a little group, little text message group, man, where we just be texting each other songs and like we just be talking, you know what I'm saying? So I just texted to him like, bro, listen to this shit. So, but all in all, man, I think Snoop Dogg won. Snoop Dogg won that. But it was an absolutely good time. I had a great time watching it, man. Tay watched most of it with me. It was just a good time watching it. So that's just it, man. So now we got all that out the way, man. The NBA is back. It is back. God, y'all don't know how much I miss basketball, man. So the NBA bubble, man, down in Orlando, Florida, is back. The game start next week, July 30th, man. I am absolutely ecstatic to see these guys play. Now, I want everybody to be healthy. I want everybody to stay safe. But I can't lie, like, I don't want to see some basketball right now because I do. They're trying to take all the precautions to keep everybody safe. But all I can say about it right now, man, is that I hope players that are leaving the NBA bubble, all of a sudden everybody got a family emergency. You've been at home for 3-4 months and we hadn't heard nothing about nothing, nobody's families or nothing like that. Now you got to go to work and now everybody got a family emergency to get back home to. And the reason I'm kind of, I speak on that is because, man, like you got to realize that if a few people in that bubble catch the disease, they're going to shut that bubble down and then we'll be without basketball. So I don't want that to happen first and foremost. And like I said, I want everybody to be safe, but I'll tell you the truth, man, for a selfish reason, I had made my mind and my heart up that we're not going to see basketball for a while. Done this back in April. I'm like, okay, man, we'll be done for a while. So just get used to watching old YouTube and YouTube videos and watching NBA classics. So for a selfish reason, I don't want none of those players leaving right now, family emergency or not. Because to be real with you, it's an emergency, but you being there is going to do what? Now, at the same token, I respect every player that decided, hey, my what's his name? Avery Bradley was like, man, the health of my son is more important. Boom. No problem with you, sir. And other players that did that, no problem. But the players that go there and then, hey, man, I need out for this many weeks to go back home and do this, and I'll be back. And you going back and forth, it puts everybody at risk. And then you put the rest of the season at risk as well. So I feel like if you go there, you stay there. Whatever the family emergency, short of somebody dying, stay your behind there. And get through these next 2 or 3 months, however long that you need to be there. Get through these few months, handle your business. And then whatever is there, man, hopefully we can get that taken care of after this is all over with. But either way, man, I'm excited. I've been watching a few games, man. I guess they got a so-called preseason right now. And I've watched a few of the games, man. And, like I said, it's just fun. It's fun to see them guys back, man. It's fun to see, ball go up. Fun is the way they did the courts. Everything looks great. Me personally, I've been keeping up with it through JaVale McGee's YouTube channel. So Life in the Bubble. So I've been keeping up with it. And a couple other players, man, they have started YouTube channels and they're doing their own, the same thing, Life Inside the Bubble series, which, like I said, is fun. So that's one of the ways that I've been keeping up with it. So I'm looking forward to everybody getting back out there playing. I'm looking forward to the restart. I'm looking forward to everything basketball. I just am. So let's just hope, man, everybody stays safe and everybody that we can get through this, through the rest of this regular season and the playoffs, and we can crown a champion. and then we can move forward. But first and foremost, I need everybody to stay healthy, to say the least, man. Look, I'm about to get on up out of here, man. I'm gonna make this a short one this week. Man, I just feel good. I ain't gonna lie to you, I feel good being back. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see this thing grow, man. I'm looking so forward to it, man. Y'all know where y'all can hit me at, man. Please do me a favor. Go follow me at Prisoner of War 10. It's exactly how it sounds, Prisoner of War 10 on Twitter. I also got a Twitter page for the podcast, man. Y'all go up there, hit me with questions, your comments, concerns, whatever it is. That page is at The Unusual Pod 10. At The Unusual Pod, the number 10. That's on Twitter as well. Right now, I'm not on Instagram and Facebook. We'll get back to that later. Right now, man, you can just hit me up at The Unusual Pod 10 or Prisoner of War 10. Man, let me know what you think, man. Let me know what I need to work on. Like I said, any comments, questions, or concerns, I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys, man. I hope y'all stick this thing out with me, man, because it's going to be a fun ride, man. And again, I appreciate y'all for lending me your ear. However long you listen to me today, and like I end every episode, you can be unusual. Just fit in when you do it. I'm out.